This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in our next guest, Pete Jaskolski, wrote a book, which, I love this sort of thing, Confidence in Conflict for Sports Officials. And this, I appreciate this book. I appreciate your time, Pete. How you doing?
I'm great, Tim, and I'm glad you got a hold of the book and took a look at the book. Thanks.
Yeah, no question. Because it's that time of year, a lot of outdoor things going on, and a lot of conflict happens in these quote tournaments. Yeah, the games are the games. I think they get beefed up a little bit in these tournaments. You wrote this book from the perspective of the official, right? The umpire, the referee, etc.
That's correct. It is something. I said, I come from an athletic family. My dad was, he played at Marquette. He coached basketball in the Milwaukee Public Schools for 42, 43 years. I have, there's five boys in the family, and three of them are coaches. My oldest brother's a college basketball coach with a long pedigree in college basketball, I mean, a long history. And I got a brother at Pius that's an assistant, and my youngest brother's at Greenfield as a head coach. So I grew up in this, and I played sports. My kids played. I got into umpiring when I was younger, when I got out of college and finished playing college ball and moved up through the ranks and just loved, I've just been around this. And it was something, the book is something related to training that I do. And it was at the request of the people that, from the company that I consult for and teach for, which is Vistalar. And they said, hey, why don't you sit down, write a book on your experiences, and then what we teach, and apply it to the model that we use to teach conflict. We teach it in all different areas, and I just took the concepts and I put them in athletics.
So when you do have a situation, because many are going to bubble up over the weekend here. We all know that. I've been there too, and been on the bleacher side of things from the parents and the friends and family perspective. And I've coached too, many years ago. And sometimes you get wrapped up with emotion. What is the philosophy with, first of all, from the official side of things, how to de-escalate things?
Well, everybody wants de-escalation. I think the first thing that's really important is to understand and put yourself in the shoes of all those people that are at this event. And to understand that there are parents at whatever level that want their kid to perform well. Emotions do come out. We want to be professional as umpires. So it comes from the point of everybody wants to be treated with dignity and how to show respect to people. And it's a two-way street. And I had kids that played, and they played travel ball, they played softball, all sorts of different sports. I was a very hard player, competitive guy. I have that same look at it that you do. I was on both sides of the fence. So as an umpire, it's understanding where they're coming from and then developing skills to deal with that. And it's not always we would like to teach non-escalation. If we would all start with how we can be non-escalative, if that's even a word, and before we get to de-escalation. And the other idea is that at some point in these athletic events, conflict's going to occur at some level because we are making decisions that may not satisfy both sides of the fence.
Sure.
And the other issue, too, is I teach my officials, because I do this training for Wisconsin umpires, that you should keep your head into the field, in between the lines, on the courts. Try not to be interacting with fans because that's a dangerous area to go.
Even if it's to, hey, Blue, you need some water? You good out there?
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't want to put an absolute on it because I'll tell you, there are times when you're out there You know, we train our umpires in between innings. Don't come and talk to each other every inning. You're slowing up the game. Go out to short right field, stand there, keep an eye on what's going on, watch everything that's happening, okay? Because you can see kind of what the mood is of the game and the dugouts and what's going on. But there are times when people will talk to you or make a comment or do whatever, and that's fine. But when it comes to that, you know, where was that pitch, or the things that are said out of the crowd, you should keep your face pretty much and your attention on the field. Now, I understand there are things that get really out of control with some people, but that's up to the people that run these leagues. It's up to the coaches to control that behavior that's on the other side of that fence.
It's interesting. I read years ago, and I think it's available online somewhere, I read an article years ago that Mike Matheny, prior to him managing for the Cardinals, he was coaching youth baseball, and his letter to the parents, to me, was quite disturbing. And I've been vocal about that many years ago. And it was, parents should not say a word. And that, to me, I think is a little too harsh, because that is coming from somebody that's in a training camp to produce Major League Baseball players. That's not where we're at here. Okay, fine. At the Division I college level or the minor league, whatever, there's a place for that. But, man, 13, 12-year-old, to tell the parents, don't provide advice, don't say keep your elbow here, don't say keep the ball down, et cetera. I never agreed with that. But when parents do get into it, you know, vocally like that, I mean, there's a lot of lines that are crossed. So I get where he's coming from in that perspective. But, man, if parents are going to be parents, it's their kids. It's not the coach's kids.
Well, and that's an extreme, what Mike Matheny, and I'm familiar with that, and I've actually heard you talk about that. But let's put it, we call it setting up a social contract when we teach. Okay, so as a coach, when your parents come in, and there are some coaches that do that, and one of our consultants, Katie Dill, has background in college coaching out in the Beloit area, and she's a teacher in the Illinois, in the state of Illinois, and she played soccer and athletics, and she has her parents sign a social contract. So this is how we're going to behave during the season. And it makes them accountable, and it kind of lays out how things are going to be. You can be positive with your kids, cheer on your kids, do this, but this is how it happens. You know, if you have an issue, we'd like your son or daughter to come to the coach, to talk to the coach, because that's also developing the kids.
Sure.
Telling the parents, you know, we cherish in this country freedom of speech, frankly, and starting to legislate behavior by saying you can't say anything or leave them alone, I mean, really, how much success do you think you're going to have with that, Tim?
Yeah, no question about it. Pete Jaskolski on the Bill Michaels Show today wrote the book Confidence in Conflict for Sports Officials. And I can just provide this piece of advice that I learned over the years. And it was thankfully early on. The words, I think they're pronouns, he, him. When you use those words, I think it gets personal across the diamond. And does that go for sports officials too? Or is it just batter get in there? You know what I mean? So you actually identify them as, you know, again, I don't want to make it robots because I'm not that guy. But maybe that would help the officiating as well.
Well, how about asking people before ordering them to do things?
Okay.
If I need a batter to step in the box, would you please step in the box?
Or 17. Hey, can you get in the box?
Yep. 27 or 17 in the box, please. Would you please step in the box, please? Coach, would you please have your kids step back in the dugout?
Okay.
And nobody wants to be ordered around. And when it's possible, we want to ask. And the thing is, when you have conflict on the field, you want to be able to listen. It's a crisis moment. At that moment, somebody's going into something just happened. That's a crisis. And the big thing about this, Tim, is that these are skills, and you have to learn the skills. You have to perform them. We can get a lot of people that are going to talk and lecture and look at everybody and say you can't do this, you can't do that, or you should do this and do that. But at a moment, when somebody is not happy with you or comes out on you in any of these sports and you're an official, you have to get yourself mentally prepared and have a plan to respond professionally back to this person so that we can continue to play the game. And we don't want to be disrespectful because everybody wants to be heard. So it's teaching officials how to listen and how to respond appropriately, you know, interpret what you're hearing, respond appropriately. And a lot of it is scripted out. A lot of things that are said to, I know in my career, you know, I had 37 years of high school and college ball. You pretty much know what's happening after you make a call and you get prepared. And it's how do you stand? How do you look? How do you present yourself? With the kids we train, in the groups that we train for Wisconsin umpires, I script out their ground rules. And I have them perform ground rules. And they have to do it. And I mix them up with the adults in the class because this is where they're learning how to be, you know, how to be assertive. How, you know, not passive, not become a bully magnet, because that's where everybody's sizing you up. And I'll ask you this question, Tim, because your kids have played, and you could probably ask your kids this. How do the umpires look and behave? Because when you're sitting in the stands and you watch that guy and the gal walk on the field, you are making an impression of them before they even step on the field, which is gonna dictate how the coaches and players are gonna interact.
There's posturing. Just final thing, Pete, and you know what? Maybe we'll get you on a post game show or spend a little more time on this. Let me just ask you one thing. We talked about the officials. We talked about the players. What about the coaches now? There's coaches on their way right now to a tournament somewhere or a game somewhere, getting things set up. If you do have an issue with some calls, and in this case baseball, hey, man, your strike zone is really out of whack. So instead of getting your ire all up, how do coaches, parents we know, just sort of stay out of that realm of things, cheer on your kids, whatever. How does a coach then approach officiating when the officials, hey, man, having a bad day?
When the officials having a bad day? You know what? First of all, call timeout. You walk out and have a conversation, not an argument. And as an umpire, I encouraged it. If you guys have to talk, I'm not yelling at you from 90 feet. Call timeout. Come and talk. We will talk about things.
Great advice. And I'll tell you what else works. Smile, everybody. Just smile. Come on, man. I mean, it's pretty simple, man. Pete, how do people get in touch with your seminars and your book?
If you just take a look at our website, it's www.vistelar.com. So very interactive website. You can take a look at that. And the book, you can get it on Amazon. So just go on Amazon. You can either pull up my name or the title of the book, and you'll see it.
Confidence in Conflict for Sports Officials. That's Pete Jaskolski. Good stuff, Pete. I know we'll talk again, all right?
All right. Have a great weekend, Tim.
Yeah, you too. There he is. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.